What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
What's ready?
I feel like Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready. Man, all right, welcome back to another episode of What Is TWS Podcast. Really not numbering them anymore, because...
It's episode whatever.
Like right now, we getting into a little bit of a groove, so we recording a lot of episodes, like back-to-back, and then, you know, we got choices to make on when to release what, so I have no idea when this episode is going to drop, but I thank you for coming back. I assume we'll still have listeners by the time we drop this one.
We better. Shit.
Man, I do want to start out by saying, once again, I'm so thankful and grateful to everyone who's been supporting the show. It's been quite surprising to me, the sources of support that we found so far. And I love the fact that, like, the podcaster community is like a little bit of a family.
Definitely.
You know? We seem to all support each other. It's not like a competition and vying for listeners. You know, we're like, my show is dope, and I think this show is dope. So if you listen to my show and you like it, you'll probably like this one too. You know, go
I think
check
that's
it out.
A pretty good thing.
Yeah, it's an awesome thing. I look forward to collaborating with some of the guys I got a chance to kind of, you know, get to know over the past couple of months working on this podcast. I want to give a special shout out, because this is big time for us, Rich. Like I don't know, man. Like, I'm geeking out about this one. Man, we made the Just Say Words podcast shout-out list. Dog, when he does the shout-outs, What Is TWS is on that list.
Every episode. Shout-out to Just Say Words podcast. Go check him out if you haven't done
it. Shout-out to Jay. We appreciate that.
When you hear our name at the end, come back and listen to us again and give us a drop-out.
I'm about to do the shout-outs. That's my jam right there. Oh, man. All right, but we're going to get into this episode. As usual, we start out with just recapping the week. Man, for me, today was my interlock monitoring appointment. So if you listen to the show, you guys know I'm on probation, serving 15 months of probation for a DWI I got last year. So I've been kind of, you know, chronicling the whole process. And once again, you know, if I can't stress this enough, you cannot afford it. Like, just if you're thinking about it, if you get in that car, just don't. Like, all right, so where am I at right now? $2,500 for the lawyer, and that was probably cheap. And, you know, and I'm not, like, overwhelmingly impressed with the job my lawyer did. I forget how much for the impound fees. Right now, I think my fine was like $500 plus court costs or something. So that all comes out to like $900 something. Probation is not free. I'm paying $150 a month.
Shit adds up.
Basically, to be on probation, between the testing fees, they can test me whenever they want to, and on my dime. And then just the probation fees, the interlock, you know, breathalyzer I have to have in the car is another $80-something a month, plus, you know, the inconvenience of having to breathe into something every time you start the car, and random tests while you're driving the car. And, you know, so today was my monthly monitoring check-in with the interlock system, because I have to go back every month for them to pull the unit, all the statistics off the unit, see if I failed any tests, report that to my probation officer. It's all a process. And of course, you know, none of these things are open like non-work hours. So I have to leave work early to make sure I get to my interlock appointment.
So you're losing money, and then you're losing money while you're losing money.
Yeah, I'm losing money to go spend money. My probation appointments are all during the day. So I have to take off work to go out there to do that as well. So, I don't take off the whole day, but... It's
and I
lot.
Think so. See, that's the deterrent. So this is what I don't get. That's the deterrent to make sure you never do this shit again.
Yeah.
All of this money that you're spending out right now, everybody listening, You don't want to have to spend this much money. On something. So, with that being said, when you run across dudes that got like 2 and 3 and 4
DWI, yeah.
What the fuck?
What is going on? No. Like I was in when I was, you know, in the lockup when they arrested me. I was in there with a dude that said he was on his 4th DWI, and his bail was $20,000.
Yeah, I don't get it. Can't do it.
So, yeah, like I said, I'm just chronicling this experience for you. So if there's anybody who, you know, might be thinking about getting in the car right now after you had a couple, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. I mean, and this is not, and I in every way believe I got off easy. I did not lose my freedom. I'm not in jail. I'm not away from my daughter. I didn't hurt myself or anyone else. And all of those things were a possibility the moment I made the decision to get in that car. So, yeah, I'm just urging people to think twice about it. It ain't fun, Rich.
Shit, it's like an open wound.
Yeah, and then, you know, and then my wife, you know, she has to deal with the interlock being on the car. So I got to like see her face every time she has to do it or we have a problem with it.
Every time I step in the car and I got a blow in this tube, just looking at Jared.
They're looking at me.
This is one less blow you going to get.
It's not funny, Rich. Oh, man.
No, I just thought of that because that's some shit that Renee would say.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So to cheer me up, I'm going to talk about Kim Kardashian.
That, hey, yes. Yo. Let's go to Kim.
Let's go to Kim Kardashian West. Did y'all see that? Did you see that?
First of all, on the way to work this morning, they were talking about it on the radio.
Yeah.
And I was like, it can't be that bad. So I'm like, bet. As soon as I get to my desk, get the computer, I'm going to look up this photo.
Yeah.
Got sidetracked. Couldn't get to it. Finally, I spoke to you about it, and I looked it up, and soon as I put Kim Kardashian, and I knew she was in a bathing suit, because that's what they said on the radio,
yeah.
I said, what the fuck is this nasty shit here? it don't make no sense. It's like, you can't even describe it. It's so grossly disproportionate, non-Photoshopped, so it's the raw deal.
Yeah.
It looks fucking retarded, and yay, he happy with the whole thing.
Right, I'm like, whoa, my dude.
Yay, if you ever listen to this show, we still love you, dude.
Yeah, but Rich that does, was... but you crazy, nigga, you crazy. I don't know if I can love crazy people.
That shit is, what the fuck?
But I want to say that it's not shaming. Like, people being upset about this or commenting about it is not shaming. One, she's a person who puts her body, who's made the focus of the attention she receives
to be about her body.
To be about her body. Yeah. Two, she's also, put out these photos and things that put those unrealistic expectations
exactly
on other women's bodies. Mm-hmm. And so now to see that it was all a motherfucking lie.
It's a lie.
I mean, it was a lie.
So, she had a second one.
Yeah.
The super nasty booty butt pose one was that brown bikini.
Yeah.
But then she had the one with the blue bikini.
I see that one.
The blue bikini is the Photoshopped version.
Okay.
That's the one where she switched out. She put the blue bikini on. And that's smooth. The one that the everybody was released and they smoothed it out and it looks nice and decent. No. That shit was fucking disgusting.
My man said she should have a tattoo on her lower back to say bumpy road ahead.
Shit.
Hey yo, that's
no, that it wasn't pretty. Get that away from me.
That video, my man hit so many. He said that's what it looked like when you put cookie dough in the microwave.
Fuck it though.
Man.
That's what Kanye did. He fucked it though.
Man,
and that shit was nasty. I can't.
Yeah.
Nah, fuck it.
Hey man, like they put her up there as like the epitome of,
which I don't understand because She doesn't make my top 100.
Nah,
like she's not on my radar.
Never
like,
was.
If I had the chance and like, you know what I mean, if I can have anyone, anytime you have that conversation with me, she doesn't make that list.
Nah,
I don't waste the brain cell on it. I don't understand why so many people. Nothing against her. She's doing her thing. She got what she got. Fine. It's not hate. I'm just saying she's not for me.
Yeah. See, now that whole, what was it, Vanity Fair? Where she had the champagne glass? Mm-hmm.
with the champagne shooting up in the air, yeah, landing on a cup on her ass? No.
I seen that. That cup was sink. That cup was just like like quicksand. That's what it looked like. There's no way that cup is standing up.
Either that or she got the stem between the cheeks.
I think they don't seem solid enough to support anything, though. Anything.
It wasn't good. I didn't like it.
What did he say? Hold on, one more. He said she should wear a towel around her waist to say wet cement.
That was the worst motherfucking booty pick. That was the worst booty pick. For real.
Made my day, though. Made my day. That was hilarity at its finest right there.
So, sidebar, I keep getting these motherfucking calls. So, I don't know if it was T-Mobile, if it was Apple, who did it. So, I keep looking at my phone because I keep getting these stupid-ass updates. And I just took a screenshot of the shit because I thought it was retarded. So, let me see. I don't know if y'all can see this.
I forgot the camera was on.
Basically, after this update, any call that you get, whether it's an auto dialer, bill collector, whoever it is, it says that you're getting a call from Scam Likely. So it's like, who the fuck is Scam Likely, and why the fuck this nigga keep calling my phone?
Hey, that sounds like just like a fucked up comic book name.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody would probably. There's a bunch of niggas in the hood that's probably would name themselves Scam. Hey, somebody up there named Scam.
It's gonna be a rapper tomorrow named Scam. Like,
man,
I'm waiting for his mixtape.
So that shit is crazy, but I had to mention that real quick. All right, let's see. My week.
Holding back.
My week is not over yet, basically.
Nah.
I'm going to work tomorrow. Try to focus. It's all I can do. It's better than nothing. It's something. But
at least it's something.
But I can't. Tomorrow we got a IT event that we're going to. Larry's going.
Okay.
Larry's rolling through to the
shout out to Larry the Red Hat event.
We're going to a Microsoft and Red Hat event. I know you don't want to hear about that part. That's the boring part. But then it's basically a football. Draft party, free drinks,
yeah,
free food.
So we're going.
That's what we about.
We're going to hang out with some nerds.
We're going to nerd out. I'm going to have a beer.
We're going to talk later. I'm not.
I'm going to have a beer. Jared going to have some seltzer.
Yeah.
And we're going to get it.
Hopefully they got ginger beer on tap or something.
But yeah, so basically it's a draft party, basically. And that brings us into our sports. It's a few things we want to hit on sports. But it is that time again. I don't know if I'm going to do the draft this year. I probably should. Last year was fun.
Yeah, I mean,
Fantasy football was fun last year.
Yeah. I always watch the first round of the draft. And the draft is boring. The draft is extremely boring. I always watch the first round, though. It's just, I'm just waiting for football again, So any little bit of football I get, I'm going to do it. But yeah, to what you said, fantasy season is upon us. I know for some people it's like it's mad early. Nah, this is when it starts. This is, I'm saying there is research to be done. I think I'm gonna open my league. I think I can open up my Yahoo League up now. So probably when we finish recording this, I'm gonna get the Yahoo League going. I need my money this year, people. I need you to pay me on time. I'm trying to have the money before we draft. I always draft the Saturday, the weekend before the first game. So please, people, get me my money before we draft. I don't know how it's such a pain. And then people, come to the draft with the money. I open the league it's not even May. I'm opening the league in April. We're not going to draft until August. If you can't somehow get me $20, I ain't even asking for a lot of money. I'm asking $20. If you can't get me $20 between now and August, I don't know what to do.
It's just a dub.
I'm talking. Don't make me name. I got a podcast now. I will call people out every episode from now until August till I get my money. That's my word.
In case y'all wondering what I'm sipping.
You got the organic.
Organics. H-E-B Organic Iced Tea Lemonade. You
got the organic Arnold Palmer over there.
It definitely tastes like somebody made that shit in their kitchen, though. It tastes like some mushed apples and some iced tea. It's not bad. It tastes like some natural shit.
I didn't know where you was going with that.
Like, no, it tastes like some natural shit. It don't got them preservatives in it.
You know what that reminds me of? I don't know if you ever watched Bizarre Foods or whatever. Yeah.
I used to watch that. What was it? Yeah. Was it Joe Rogan?
Nah, it's Adam.
Bizarre Foods. Yeah. I love that show.
Andrew Zimmern. And yeah, there we go. But he be saying shit like, it has the texture of frozen Vaseline in the best way. Like, what the fuck? Like, how is frozen Vaseline? Yeah, I don't.
How are you ever. Making? How are you coming up with this? First of all, why do you know what frozen Vaseline tastes like? Because he really does say shit like that, but the show is good.
Message. It tastes like you know you're eating the backside of an animal. And I mean that in the best way possible.
Like, it's so gamey. You can get a sense of the earth and the grass, and it just pulls everything in.
You know you're eating ass when you eat.
That's not something I want to eat. Shit. All
right, let's see. What else is going on in sports? Cap still don't have a job.
Cap's still jobless. They ain't trying to get that man a job. Give Cap a job, damn it. Shit.
Give Cap a job. He needs to make more money so he can give away some more money. If he don't make no money, he can't give the money away.
Shit crazy.
And there's still homeless people without sneakers right now. Let's make this happen.
All right, so what about Aaron Hernandez? So I saw this in the news. I thought this shit was funny as fuck.
God bless the dead.
Aaron Hernandez's family is upset that the media keeps saying he left a note for his gay lover, and they feel that the media is defaming Aaron Hernandez, and they want them to stop. They do not want that to be written on, go down alongside his name in the annals of history.
All right, so before I say something about this, I want to tell y'all like how bad this podcast has taken me and Rich to some dark places. I'm going to give y'all an example of a conversation we've had recently before I go in on this one. I said to Rich, I was like, yo, Rich, would it be bad if I made fun of an 11-year-old committing suicide? And Rich was like, yeah, that'd be kind of fucked up, but you should do it. Like, that's where we are right now. All right, so on Aaron Hernandez, like I said,
that's stupid.
Like, people would rather, like, right now, it's better to be a murderer
than be gay.
Like, we can deal with the murderers.
I gotta laugh at it because this is the stupidest shit. It's the stupidest fucking shit. You would rather be in the history books as a serial killer.
As a murderer, yeah.
As a serial fucking killer.
As a dude who has the biggest waste of talent, I don't know, in
blew history. Blew his shot.
Yeah, pause.
Kill people. You would rather that.
Over a
somebody say you had a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Not even that you had a boyfriend. You had a person who was your cellmate who you were close to, and you left them a letter when you killed yourself. If that's what the fuck happened, then that's what the fuck happened. Like, what's the big fucking... It doesn't make any sense how the shit that we fucking vilify in this world right now, in this American culture, this makes no fucking sense. Yeah, that's like, what they should be focused on. He's a fucking convicted serial killer. You worry about them charges, not fucking a note.
Yeah. Now, it's crazy, because I didn't give much... I didn't care much about, like people were saying... he didn't kill himself. Yeah. It was a conspiracy. But now it's just getting out of control. Like, it's just too much that's going into this suicide. It's getting cartoonish almost. Like, this is like somebody trying too hard to make it look like he committed suicide. Like, now I'm starting to believe it. It's like he wrote Bible verses on his forehead and letters to his gay lover. Like, all y'all had to say was he hung himself.
Yeah.
And then it was over with. Like, the more you keep trying to add to this story to give it legitimacy.
Whether he did it or whether it was a conspiracy and somebody helped him, either way, it was done for a reason, and it was because of them laws in motherfucking Massachusetts. If everybody knows that this is the law in Massachusetts, why aren't more people offing themselves?
Yeah, but the thing is, his daughter is probably still not going to see that money. No. The family of the victim has a wrongful death suit in the works right now. If he gets that money probably turned right around and go to the family of the victim.
His daughter will probably see something from insurance. Either way, if she doesn't see anything, at least he gets that record, that charge gets wiped out.
But
either way, it's stupid.
I don't know that there are a lot of people right now who care whether or not the charge sticks. He's gonna be a murderer or and or the biggest waste of talent in NFL history.
This shit is stupid.
It's stupid. All right. Oh, excuse me. Breathe.
So I wanted to, this is something that bothers me too. So I wanted to talk about Russell. OKC is out. OKC is out.
He's out.
And so I had a question. I know the MVP is based on performance during a year, and then they have the finals MVP too, blah, 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 blah. I just always felt like the playoffs should be a part of that. It should just be all-inclusive. Like, so say you're shitty all year, but for some reason you are a breakout star during the playoffs. All of a sudden, does that negate the entire year? So now you're officially the MVP of the playoffs, even though you sucked ass all year?
I mean, you know, if you go off in the playoffs, you got your chance to win finals MVP if you can make it that far and put on your best performance in the finals. I like the fact that it's a regular season award and you don't necessarily have to, like, win the championship to still have an MVP type season. I don't know how I feel about Russ's season. Yeah. You know how I feel about Russ's season?
That's why it bothers me. Go ahead, but that's why it bothers me because I know what you're going to say. Yeah.
Three things about Russ. One, I call him Skeletor because I feel like he got way too much, like, skull. Like, he just has too much bone structure. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of shit going on in his face.
He's working on cheekbones.
And then two, I feel like he shouldn't receive any awards until he stops this fucking, I throw on anything just to look different. Like, I don't even feel like it's fashion at this point. I feel like it's just, look what I wore today.
How can
today.
I stand out today?
Yeah, look what I wore today. What y'all gonna say? I'm Russell Westbrook. But to get on his actual basketball, I just felt like toward the end of the season, games that I watched, he was playing for the record. You know, he would have his points and rebounds, and then spend the fourth quarter, you know, all of a sudden not a shooter, trying to be a facilitator to get those couple of assists to get that triple double. You know, he played in some games that he probably shouldn't have played as long as he did. So I don't know. But either way, that was a record that nobody ever thought could possibly be broken.
Yeah, that's one of those things that nobody thought the 400 was going to be broken. So this is my thing. If everybody was vilifying Curry for putting a team second and going after that record and then they lost, Russ just did the same thing.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, if people were vilifying Curry, then they were just mistaken. Like, that's just his game. Like, he puts up the shot.
They drop.
If they drop or they don't drop, he's going to keep shooting. Next time down the court, he's going to take the shot again. He's going to put up 400 threes just because that's the way he plays. He didn't do it this year because he didn't have to. Like, you had KD that was, much more moving the ball around. But, you know, Curry going to shoot 400 threes because he shoot 400 threes. Like, that's just what it did. If people were mad about him shooting 400 threes, then I don't know. That shouldn't have anything to do with his MVP consideration. But Russ should get it. He probably will get it. Hopefully he spends it.
Yeah, you can't deny that. Regardless of how this shit turned out, regardless if he was going after his own, that's a hell of a lot of fucking triple
doubles. To average a triple double for a season is crazy. I just hope that, you know, now that he gets this level of attention, everybody knows the great basketball player that he is. He can focus on the game and stop trying to be the weirdest motherfucker of all time. I just hope. And he, like, somehow gets some surgery to grind down his cheekbones or something. That nigga got too much face. I ain't never seen that much face on a human being in my life.
Damn.
That was wrong. All right. So let's get into some actual
today in the news. Stuff.
Today in the news. All right.
So walk me through this one because I was confused about this one at first.
All right. So
Kentucky.
What was the school again? Oh man, I should have known.
Kentucky.
Western Kentucky University. Yeah. The Student Government Association at Western Kentucky University passed a resolution supporting reparations for Black students. And by reparations, they mean free tuition. So when I first read this, I thought it was like.
So this is their. I thought it was actual reparations. This is their take, their spin on it, on how they can sort of give back and do their form of reparations.
Right. But we're not talking 40 acres and a mule anymore. We're talking just give us free tuition.
So this is 2017 affirmative action. Actually, not necessarily because there's no lottery or anything. There's no basis for nothing except being black. You black, you get in.
You black, and you got in, you get in for free. I think they also wanted the admissions to give preferential treatment toward, and they wanted the preferential treatment based on geography, not just race, but geography. But it was basically, you still got to get in, but if you get in, we'll give you preferential treatment based on where you are, and if you get in with those rules or policies, then your tuition should be free. Now, this is just a resolution passed by the Student Government Association. The university mm-hmm. has said it's not going to happen. We understand, you know, where you're coming from.
I was just about to say, I know it's not going to happen because I just saw Kentucky on a list of top 10 racist states in America. Oh, what we gonna bring more niggas to Kentucky? No, they don't want that shit.
The actual faculty has said, you know, that is not going to happen. Like, we understand where you guys were coming from, and what you're trying to do. You know, they feel like they already have policies on the books to make, you know, Western Kentucky University a welcoming place for all races. The thing I took away from it was that this was passed by, like, this wasn't like a black organization is bringing this to, you know, to the actual university. Like, this was the student government of that university, which is made up of all the students, you know. So we had to have some white people on our side to get this as far as it made it. And it's just, I guess it was just to start the conversation. Supposed to be a conversation starter, just to start the conversation. So how do you feel about that? How do you feel about the possibility or the prospect of in 2017 saying, you know, as a reparation for slavery, black folks go to college free?
I don't know how I feel about it. I mean, I'd rather they did something like they did in New York, where all state colleges, they let you in, give you full tuition. You know, I like what they're trying to do. You know, you're trying to give them their 40 acres or whatever modern rendition. But at the same time, then people are still going to be crying, you know, unfair.
Yeah.
You know, it's always going to be an issue with somebody being singled out. You know, so if you would like to set up an organization to where 100 blacks could vie for this particular scholarship, or whatever the number has to be, and whoever makes it, they fit the criteria, they get it. Whoever doesn't, they don't. Fine. Same thing for whites. Same things for Asian people. You know what I'm saying? Across the board. Like, I get what they're trying to do, and I can commend it, but at the same time, and I don't know if this is me trying to be PC, but at the same time, I just feel like it's only going to cause more issues. I think where we should be at right now is literally trying to drive equality. You have 100 slots. You need to divvy up those slots equally amongst the people who deserve those slots. You have these scholarships. Divvy up those scholarships equally amongst the people who deserve it. If African-American people are deserving, and which we know we are, you know, we know we're capable of, then fine, go ahead and get those slots. But we don't need 100 people. We don't need every black student in there getting a free ride just for them to later on down the road and say, try to take that back from us. Yeah. Well, you only got a degree because we paid for it. You actually didn't earn those grades, or those grades were paid for. We bought those grades for you. Because it could be spun in any type of way. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to avoid.
More fuel for the argument.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And historically, our education and things like that, that's one thing you can't take away from us. You can't take away the work that I put in. You can't take away what I learned. And I feel like this gives them the fuel and the right to say, you know, nope, you didn't earn it. I gave it to you.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why I'm against it. I think it's a good idea. But personally, in my mind, looking down the road, I just feel like that's going to be the bullshit.
Yeah, I guess I'm with you to a certain extent. Like, I feel like there could be, if we were going to set aside that kind of money to help black folks or to help. I don't know, man, what am I trying to say? To help overcome some of the things that have been denied us historically.
Mm-hmm.
I say let's take that money and do like Chance is doing. Let's funnel the money we would be spending on giving people free tuition to colleges and fix some of the public school systems.
Exactly.
In these
and head the BS off from the beginning.
And let's start educating our children better at that level so that they're better prepared for college, that they're better prepared to compete for scholarships, mm-hmm. that they're
to where they can actually physically earn it.
They can earn it, you know, at themselves, and then get in that way, so that where we can create a system where more black kids want to go to college, more black kids see college as the end all be all, or you know, as the goal to aspire to.
Yeah, because right now too many African American kids just think college is not an option. Yeah.
Like it wasn't not an option. I just didn't give up. I was tired of school. I was not going to do another
school. School is not for everybody, but I'm just saying, at least let them know that they have the option.
They had the option.
And let them choose.
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily feel real for a lot of people right now. And I don't think that everybody on the other side of the fence understands that. That to some people, the idea of higher education doesn't seem real. So let's spend the money on fixing that.
Yeah.
All right. So let's see. What else we got, Rich?
So this shit was stupid. And I saw this in the news.
That's how all the best stories start. This shit was stupid.
Because you ever read some shit and you read some shit and you just say, what the fuck? This is one of those things. So I read this. Yeah. And as soon as I saw the tagline, I was like, first of all, how do you do that? So let me explain it so that way you guys can follow. What I'm talking about is a story that I saw online that says apparently men have been removing condoms during sex.
Without the woman
knowing. Without the woman knowing, without her consent.
They even got a cute little name for it. Like, why everything got to have it? Why they got to make everything a trend with a name?
So, you know what? Let me look this up real quick. So the trend... The name that was put to this is called stealthing.
Stealthing.
So I'm about to look up this hat. I'm about to look up hashtag stealthing.
Hashtag stealth. So because you gotta be stealthy. You gotta be.
If stealthy. I see shit popping up, oh man.
Why can't we do it the
old? Oh shit! Look at this motherfucking shit.
Why you can't do it the old fashioned? All right, Rich, and you can tell me if you share the same experience or the same upbringing. Like I hate to be the back in my day. Like I'm not old, but. Whatever, you know. When I was doing all my serious fucking. you didn't do stealthing. You didn't try to trick a girl like, I'm going to put the condom on and then like somehow ease it off.
First of all.
In the middle.
That's a waste of money.
It's a waste of money.
It's a lot of work. And they're liable for suit. That's a crime.
And it's risky. It's dangerous out there. And I have said this before. Another flan PSA. Mm-hmm. Dudes, I ain't even talking to black. I'm talking men. Men, you have to be more selective about who you have children with.
Exactly.
And I mean, women, you need to be selective too. But I'm just talking to dudes because I'm a dude. You can't be stealthing and accidentally drop a seed in the wrong one.
Stealthing for the name of stealthing.
Stealthing for the name of stealthing. Trying to get your stats up. Trying to have a story to tell somebody. They bragging. Who brags about that? Like I was with her, right? And then I pulled out like I was getting ready nut or something. Like, no, what? How do you tell that story?
Man, this hashtag is all over the place on Twitter.
But no,
this shit is stupid.
In my day, you didn't try to trick her, but you did. Every once in a while, you would try to, what did Patrice O'Neal call it? Like the bagless tech. Like, you just see how close you can get before she stop you. You know what I'm saying? Like, she ain't said nothing yet. She ain't said nothing yet.
Patrice O'Neal is a funny motherfucker.
Hey.
But see, that's entirely different.
Entirely different thing.
You're both going into it. You both know what's going on, right. And you're both down cool.
Because hey, I didn't try it, and then had somebody like, "Oh, but you didn't put the condom on yet." I'm like, "All right."
But that's totally different. We're in the middle. We're doing everything. You pull out and it's like, back in. First of all, and second of all. I know I can feel the difference between a condom and no condom.
And most can women, I believe
can,
they do that.
So how the fuck? Is stealthing even happening if you can feel the difference?
I don't know.
Are you just too caught up and you're like?
I don't know. We gotta get some ladies. Hopefully somebody respond. You know, comment.
Somebody
on this
please
episode
respond because I gotta know because I'm reading this shit. I read the articles. I read the complaints. Women have suits out there because they got caught.
Yeah. I mean, they're calling it rape now. It is
not consensual.
Not consensual.
That is not what was agreed upon beforehand. And no, that's
yeah. But I'm pretty sure they can tell. I've had women like take the condom off me mid coitus. I don't know no other word, you know. And I'm assuming they. they want to feel, you know,
but see, but
full effect.
And see, and that's once again, that's happened to me too, but that's different because that's an agreed upon thing.
That's all I'm saying. Like we used to, you can go raw or you can attempt to go raw.
But goddamn, let's having make to, that choice
to trick. Yeah, without having to trick.
So, and the fact that and I gotta go there.
And they're making it cool by giving it a
name.
Yeah,
the fact
shit?
That people are making it cool, the fact that so many men think this shit is okay. Like, why every day? And I'm not necessarily ashamed to be a man. I'm just like,
niggas is doing crazy.
Niggas is crazy.
They making it real hard.
For a good one. Because, God damn it. So, this fucking rape culture is fucking so ingrained into the fibers of our society.
But ingrained into who? I didn't grow up with no dudes like that. I don't know no dudes like
this. This is the shit that I don't get. Why the fuck do dudes think this shit is okay?
I don't know dudes with this kind of mentality. I know, and we've all had not Trump style, because we wasn't grabbing. But we've all had, what did he call it? Locker room conversations.
Mm-hmm.
Like we've all had conversations about escapades. And I ain't never had no dude brag about
grabbing a pussy.
Or tricking a chick into going raw. Yeah. I ain't never had that.
So I was just about to say that because...
Man, put your phone on silent, Rich.
Yeah, it's the computer.
Oh, it's the computer?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. So I got that thing with it merges. So if I get a text message, it pops up here. If I get a call, it pops up here.
Gotcha.
Whatever. Did it come through the mic?
I'm hearing
it. I don't know where it came from. I just heard it. I know if it was coming through mine because I'm plugged in or... But so anyway, I just thought the shit was crazy. Somebody up here, by the way, said that Trump is stealthing the planet.
All right, sorry for the technical difficulties, but...
We back.
Yeah, Trump stealthing the planet.
Trump is stealthing the planet.
I think he told us what he was going... I think he told us he was going wrong. I think he told us...
He said he was
going
to grab it by the pussy. Yeah, that's what he did.
And that's what he's doing.
That's just some nasty shit. If you listen to this episode, drop us a line. Tell us what you...
I think my wife just came home. Should I call her here?
Yeah, because we can't be the only ones pissed off about this shit. This is some dumb shit. Motherfucking stealthing? Man.
Hey, baby.
Motherfucker.
Can you come in real quick?
Alright, so we got the... Jared got the missus coming in here. We going to ask her live. On camera and live in color, what she thinks about this topic, because I'm appalled. I think it's rather fucking stupid. And personally, I can't believe it. But and then if I wouldn't have never been scrolling through Facebook on my break, so that way I can see what's going on in the news, I would have never come across this dumb shit and figured out what this was. All
right. So. Can you tell mid-activity if a man was to remove the condom?
Yes.
All right. That's all we need. Can you take the bit?
Yeah.
You heard that. It was like a yeah. Like, what you mean?
Yeah, so then what the fuck? I don't even understand how this is a thing.
Yeah.
Okay, sweetie.
That was a confirmation, folks.
Confirmation.
Confirmation from a woman doing coitus. You know.
Hey, Miss VP. She's peeking through the door. All right.
I'm trying to close
the All right. So yeah, I just don't know where that comes from. I don't know where this new generation of dudes
started this dumb. Who
is coming?
Who wakes up and says, "When I'm doing it, I'm gonna pull out with my hand there and like take the condom off and go back in." Who plans some shit like this?
Yeah.
Whatever. These fucking. This is some. I'm gonna blame them again.
You going on the millennials?
This is some millennial shit.
Hey, millennials, y'all got to defend yourself. Rich is putting it all
yeah,
on.
Yeah, this some. Pause. They wasn't saying this shit during my generation. This shit came out now.
Man, we old. We old, Rich. Yeah. All right, what else we got? What else we got?
So this shit. I'm gonna say that trap music for last. All
right.
So drunken cop. Shit crazy. Let me pull it back up.
Yeah,
so in New York, a Queens woman died because a drunken off-duty cop slammed into her car.
Yeah, I saw the picture of the car.
That car is fucking...
He killed that car.
He totaled it. And that's the back.
That's the back.
He... And that car is the dun-dun. Like...
But he is getting charged with...
Yeah, he's getting charged.
With vehicular manslaughter or something like that.
Yeah, so originally it said he was getting charged with vehicular assault, driving while intoxicated, and refusal to take a breathalyzer test in a woman's death. He's getting vehicular manslaughter. This shit was fucking stupid. I think she was 20 years old. What is it? No, she was 21 in Jamaica, Queens. This shit is crazy. Woman had her whole life ahead of her. Drunken, off-duty cop. He's probably fucking moonlighting at a bar or something. Doing security or something. He got fucking tipsy. I don't know what the fuck he did. I just know he took her life for no reason. But looking at this picture, he had a BMW. He had a Mercedes. And she had a Honda Civic. If you can see... Her motherfucking... See, this is going to turn into a car show right now. If you can see her motherfucking Honda Civic versus his Mercedes, if you can afford it, buy foreign people. Because I'm telling you, oh man, his car looked like it was tapped. Like, that shit is intact. He got some light damage in the front. He came out of this okay. Her shit is fucked up. Light pole is down. This shit don't make no sense. Yeah, they gotta throw the book at this dude.
We'll see.
They gotta throw and what is she? She's black Hispanic. This might be the only one we get.
I mean,
a cop kills another black person.
Hey, it gotta be something. Like, I get drunk and hit him with your car. Like, you can't get away out of it. I bet you somebody like, dude, you should have just got out of the car and shot her. That was wrong.
It's wrong.
That was
but wrong. This shit
that was
crazy.
So I crossed all kinds of lines with that one, Rich. I'm staying out of this conversation.
This shit crazy. All right, so this last one, Jared brought to my attention. This shit was stupid. So saw a Facebook video, white kid, and I have to preface this white kid because you have to see where we're coming from. If you see a black kid walking down the street, he's listening to rap. And singing songs and doing these dances that these hip hop artists are doing, you saying the same old thing. Oh, you just another nigger. He ain't got nothing better to do with his life. Oh, look at him. Every stereotypic epithet in the world you're gonna throw at this person. Then we got a video. I think this kid was at a Migos concert or some shit.
It's like, is this Coachella? This is Coachella.
This kid is at Coachella with his dad. This kid looks like he's 6 years old. At Coachella with his dad,
getting it too,
on his dad's shoulder, singing every lyric to every fucking song, every fucking dance, everything.
The song that was playing in the video was Bad and Bougie.
Yeah.
Bad and Bougie.
He's getting in.
Bad and Bougie. I don't even... Come on. First of all...
I don't know the dance.
First of all, I don't know the dance nor the song. I mean, I know of the song. Like, if you play
all,
it, I'd
all
be like,
I know is Bad and Bougie.
That's Bad and Bougie. Something about cooking crack with a Uzi. I don't know.
It's just so stupid.
I see that... For some reason, I brought it to your attention, Rich, because I have an issue. I have a problem seeing white people dance to trap music. I don't know why it bothers me so, but it enrages me. We was at the hookah spot the other night,
mm-hmm.
and there was a dude in there who was doing whatever. Yeah. He was popping or whatever to some trap music, and I got so disgusted.
A lot of the time it's offbeat too, though, so.
I got so disgusted. Like, I hate it. And it's like, this kid... Because here's the problem. Like, one, I hate it because I want us to stop doing it. I want us to stop giving them this of us. Like, because it doesn't affect them the same way. Like, you know, like that black kid you're talking about, you know, maybe he lives in an area where the activities being discussed in Bad and Bougie are stuff that he actually sees. He actually sees people trying to do those kinds of things. And now it's music to go along with that. And the whole thing looks cool, right? Mm-hmm. This kid is at Coachella. His parents is doing all right. He don't live that reality. He gets to dance to it like it's entertainment. And yeah. That's the shit
And it's okay for him.
And it's okay for him. Because he's going to go home to another reality. And that's, mm-hmm. you know, but he just gets to look at that like it's entertainment. That song should be representative of a struggle. Of something you don't want for yourself.
Exactly.
But we put it out there like it's this... It's this thing, and they get to eat it up, like,
and it's crazy because
like it's so fun, mm-hmm. and I get to be a thug actually, for a moment and shit. You know?
What kills me is that they say when we listen to it, like our kids, our youth is glorifying it. Is it glorifying really? Because a lot of our youth is actually living that.
Now, I think we've crossed the line into glorification. We are, because half the people making this music don't live. The Migos ain't cooking crack with a Uzi. Fuck out of here with that.
All of it is stupid.
I'm out there trying to get that bag. Like, no, you're not trying to get a bag. You're trying to get a check. Nobody operates with bags at the level that you operate with no more. Let's stop using this vernacular. Let's stop talking like it's about this life that don't nobody lead no more. The people who lead the life are the last motherfuckers to talk about it because they don't want to.
That's exactly why I fucks with Cole and K-Dot and Talib and Common. I can't go there with these motherfuckers.
Where's my son when you need him?
I think he's about to drop some shit too.
Yeah, it incenses me every time I see one of these things with. Like, I'm not trying to be racist. I don't know why it is that like black people dancing. White people dancing to trap music just irks me. And we live in Texas, so you see it all the time. Like some dude pull up next to you at the stoplight with the speakers that's blasting, shaking your car, and you look over. And it's like some little 18, 19-year-old white dude, you know, listening to shit you ain't never heard of before.
And it's like, these white dudes, they be sagging. I don't sag.
But some of the dudes out here, I would say, nah, not in Austin. Maybe if we was in Houston, I would say some of them dudes might live it, but not in Austin. But yeah, I'm just looking at this dude. This is a 6-year-old kid at Coachella. If you 6 years old at Coachella, Bad and Bougie, you shouldn't relate to at all. You shouldn't know what the fuck they talking about. Your dad got you out there, it's cool. All right.
So one more before we end the episode. My homeboy Hosnell, he's a good IT dude from New York. He just posted on Facebook, "Sporting Waves never sold us out, fellas," and it immediately reminded me of the Shea Moisture guy. Did you see the Shea Moisture uproar?
Nah.
So basically, Shea Moisture, I don't know if you know the company, they basically cater a lot towards African-American women and natural hair and things like that. So they have a campaign that they just launched, and their new commercial was 3 white women, and the last woman, the fourth woman, was a mixed woman, but she looked like she was white, and they're calling it fair hair, like... I guess being fair to your hair across the board, like we don't want any judgment or stigma or whatever. And it was these 4 white women, essentially. It's the last one. She wasn't black. She was mixed, super mixed. She was closer to white. And talking about all of their hair struggles. So everybody's pissed the fuck off because it's this black company that's been catering to black women and Hispanic women, and everyone uses their products, and all of a sudden, they got all of this money, and now they got this commercial with 4 white women saying, "Oh my God, Becky, my hair!" Like, you know, I'm gonna get in trouble for that one.
Yeah, you're gonna get in trouble for real.
So you know what I mean? So it's like you all of a sudden, you know, you took everything that we gave for you, but then when you make a commercial, you don't even represent us at all. You have 4 white women talking about their hair struggles, which aren't really hair struggles. One woman is saying, about how she hates her red hair and she wanted to go blonde, but she stayed red anyway. They don't have natural, their natural hair is naturally straight. It's not their demographic. You know what I mean? So now everybody's calling for boycotts of Shea Moisture. Don't go to them. And so my homeboy put, "Sporting Waves never sold us out," because if you're a dude and you black and you got your Sporting Waves hair, or your hair pomade, and you know, you're getting your waves in, you're not going to see some white dude on a commercial with some pomade. Like, it is what it is. They're going to stay true. It's a black dude on the cover of the can. It's on the box, on a commercial, in the magazine. It is what it is. And Shea Moisture just sold out. So everybody's tight.
Maybe it's because I'm a dude and Shea Moisture, I could care less. But,
I use Shea Moisture.
It don't bother me now. It don't. I mean, they're trying to get their check. They're trying to maybe expand their market. Show, you know, other ethnicities of women that they have use for their products as well.
I don't think it would have been a problem if African American and Hispanic women would have been represented as well.
I mean, they've been marketing exclusively to you for all this time. Like, they crossed over.
People feel like they crossed the line. I mean, I wasn't in such of an uproar. I don't.
I know
I,
the feeling.
I like my shea moisture. I like my coconut oil.
I know the
and
feeling.
My beard cream. So I mean,
I'm gonna share a story with y'all because I know the feeling, Rich. This is exactly how I felt.
Is this another I'm gonna get in trouble story?
Oh no, 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 but no, this the way black women feel about shea moisture is exactly how I felt when the Black Eyed Peas got Fergie. That shit hurt me, man. It fucking hurt. They was an amazing group. They was an amazing group. I had all their CDs. Fergie and then they went out, got Fergie, and then tried to blow up your weight. Oh, they went out and took on a different market. Yeah. Now they playing at venues, you know, where I can't get close to the stage. Mm-hmm. I can't buy this. When I tried to go get the CD, the shit was sold out everywhere. That used to be a group that only me and a couple other people knew about, and I could always find their music. And then they,
yeah,
I felt like the Black Eyed Peas sold out. But if y'all could rock with the Black Eyed Peas with Fergie, then you better stay fucking with Shea Moisturize. That's all I'm gonna say on that. And that's the stone cold truth because Flan says so.
All right, so on that note, we gonna call it an end to this one.
Yeah.
As always, we're going to shout out our homeboy, Tavares Taylor.
Tavares Taylor, I think they might be back from Michigan, but it is some great work out there in Michigan. Thank you to anyone who listened and went to the site and donated. I think they were able to exceed what they planned to do in Detroit and give away more water than they had originally planned. So,
I don't want to quote it, misquote it, but I feel like I read it and it said something like they went out there with the intention of doing... like 10,000 gallons, and they ended up doing 14 plus.
Yeah.
So, I mean, 14,000 gallons of water, that's a lot of fucking water. That's a lot of water.
But, I mean, there's still more to be done. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, that was definitely a big thing. So, shout out to Tavares and it was the Black Millennials. I forget the name of the group that he was out there with. But, you know, TT Charities, like I said, they're doing the things. He's a man of God, and I'm sure he prayed about it. But he prayed about it, and then he decided to do something about it. And he got up. And mm-hmm. And made a difference with all of your help. So, yeah, ttcharities.org. Check them out. Donate time, money, clothes, books, whatever it is that you can. Or retweet or repost. Tell a friend. Whatever. Let's support each other and take care of our own.
Definitely. Again, speaking of supporting each other, definitely another shout out to my boy Andrew. Alex, I mean. Doing his own thing. Started his hair company, Celebrity Hair Corp. Their motto is, ladies, enhance your natural beauty with Celebrity Hair Corp human hair extensions and let us make you look like the star you are. Their claim to fame, pay no taxes and free express shipping. So you know what? Talking about CelebrityHairCorp.com, by the way. So talking about that and the Shea Moisture thing. And looking at myself in this camera, this reminded me, I need a motherfucking haircut. So I'm going to try to make it out to Drew this weekend. Shout out to Drew.
The Hair Lounge.
And the team over at the Hair Lounge.
Yeah.
If only I can get a motherfucking appointment with Drew.
Hey, man.
Drew, I'm thankful
that I got in when I got in.
Drew, you ain't dropped no clients yet? Nobody locked up right now. Nobody, God forbid, passed away. Moved out of state.
That was racist, Richard. That was racist.
You ain't got no openings, brother.
We
got
to get locked up now. That's how you get a spot.
I'm gonna go to Champ or that other dude. I forget his name.
So I see your game now. You gonna go in the Hair Lounge and like plant some coke on somebody and then make a call.
I got a big week next week. I need a good cut. Shit.
Champ does good work. Jalen does good work.
I'm gonna go to Champ.
I know Sonya's out there. I'm waiting for my daughter to turn two so Sonya can can start taking care of her hair. But yeah, Hair Lounge in Pflugerville, if you need a cut. Ladies, if you need your hair looked at, natural hair, whatever kind of hair, I don't know. It's natural and then there's what? Fuck it though. But
also shout out to TWS Multimedia LLC.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for giving us this opportunity. You know, to get it off our chest.
Yeah.
Get on this mic and talk some shit.
TWS, I think we'll probably post this after the concert, but just in case we don't, TWS will be out
at the
Odyssey show at the Empire Control Room Friday the 28th.
So that's going
to
be good.
It has nothing to do with us. Like, we're not like affiliated with it, but it's just going to be a dope show. We're going to be in the house. I'm going to try to make sure I have my TWS gear on. So y'all should come hang out with us. The ladies will be with us too.
Yeah, so that's going to be a good show. Once again, we're going to have our TWS gear on. If you would like some, check out the website, whatistws.com /goods.
Yep.
We got everything you can need. We got some new merch coming soon, so rock with us. Damn, I should have got a hat. I think I'm gonna have to buy a TWS hat. I might try to get it. There's no way I'm gonna get an express shipped by Friday. Yeah. Nah, fuck it though.
Fuck it though.
Yeah, but yeah, we got some new stuff coming soon. So you know, keep rocking with us, and thank you for being there.
Yeah, and as always, be the light.
Peace.
Peace.